KBOO.
Thank you, Justin. You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 10:59 a.m. and coming up at 11, we have the Bike Show, bringing you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. And now, this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Organicology Conference, February 5th through the 7th, at the Hilton Hotel in Portland. Organicology is an interactive educational conference designed to meet the diverse needs of the organic community. Organicology offers workshops, speakers, and intensives designed to advance knowledge for seed producers, farmers, retailers, educators, chefs, food policy activists, and eaters of great food. Again, that's Organicology, February 5th through the 7th at the Hilton Hotel, 921 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Judy Berry, Earth First and labor activist on the need to support community radio.
Well, I guess I just want to say for the pledge drive to support your public radio stations. Down where I live, the public radio stations KMUD and KZYX have been really important organizing tools for us to even have a movement, for us to get information out that isn't filtered by the corporations. Public radio is a really precious thing, and I think that everybody should support it. So if you want to hear stuff like this on the radio, send in your money and keep it going.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster, and they serve a bistro-inspired menu, weekend brunch, with vegan and vegetarian options. Lunch was provided by Lair Hill Bistro, located at 2823 Southwest 1st Avenue, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and catering for the past 18 years. They also have live music on Thursdays and Fridays. More info at their Facebook page. Dinner was provided by Porque No Taqueria with two locations, one at 3524 North Mississippi and at 4635 Southeast Hawthorne, serving lunch and dinner made from locally grown and produced ingredients.
February 2015 edition of the KBOO Bike Show. My name is Christopher Delaney, and today I'm joined by co-host Alon Robb. Good morning, Alon.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day to ride in Portland.
It's always a beautiful day to ride.
Today we will be speaking with Jude Gerace, the owner of Sugar Wheel Works, about her event Live the Revolution. And during the second half of the show, we'll be talking with Meredith Klein and potentially some of her students involved with the Youth Bike Summit. So thank you for being with us this morning, Jude.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. Today is a special edition of the KBOO Bike Show. It's part of the winter pledge drive for KBOO. Today's show may be a little bit different if you're listening in on the radio or worldwide at KBOO.FM. So let's start with you, Jude. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your business, and how this event came to be.
Oh, so exciting. So we started the event. Let me take a step back. So I'm a wheel builder, and we own a little shop on North Williams called Sugar Wheel Works, and we design and build custom and hand-built bicycle wheels. And we sort of started the event 5 years ago as a way to celebrate our anniversaries. So we wanted to bring people together, but we also wanted to do something great for our community at the same time. And I think that when you're a small business, you really have to decide how you're going to be effective in your community. And our mission has always been the next generation. So we do a lot of events or try to be supportive in our community in ways that supports that mission of the next generation. So it was sort of natural for us to support the Safe Routes to School program, which of course helps educate kids in grade school and middle school how to ride bicycles, particularly in traffic.
Awesome. Yeah, so for our listeners, you're every year on the anniversary of your business, you host an event called Live the Revolution, basically, which is a storytelling fundraiser for Safe Routes to School, right?
Yeah, we like to look at it as we love to put on a great show and bring in a little money for particularly that program. And 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Safe Routes to School program.
And what is your own background as a cyclist? Did you ride as a kid or?
Oh, you know I did. Yeah. I was actually raised without a television as a child. We didn't have one until I was about 10. And so my dad would tell us either you sit inside and do math problems or go outside and play. And so we always chose going outside and playing.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Edison Park, which is a part of Chicago. So
gotcha.
Northwest side of the city.
How was it to ride bikes out there?
It was really fun. You know, as we grew older, our parents really gave us, we had the every 15-minute check-ins that we had to do, and we had to ring the doorbell a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so with each year, it seemed like we got just a little bit more territory and a little bit more freedom. And as our bikes got better, we could go further and really explore the different parts of our neighborhood. So it was really fun.
And it's exciting that the last few years, the city of Chicago has invested some money in infrastructure and want to encourage cycling, mm-hmm. even though those winters could be brutal.
Oh, I know. The black ice in the city of Chicago. I mean, oof. And I lived there up until I was about 22, and I did a lot of cycling, even in the coldest part of winter. Mm-hmm. So.
What first brought you to Portland?
You know, I rarely saw a sunset while riding a bicycle, and I wanted to see what it would be like to ride someplace where it was beautiful. And so after a trip to Zambia, I packed all my stuff into my then car and moved out west. And
after a trip to Zambia.
I know, right? You know, I like to do things big. So I was always someone once told me 20s are for learning, 30s are for action. So I spent a lot of my 20s traveling and really trying to learn things that I could then implement in my 30s.
And during those travels, did you also use a bicycle or notice local people riding?
Oh, no, I rode my bike for many of my adventures. Probably the most notable was riding from just north of Patagonia to the southern tip. So that was about 3.5 months of riding.
Wow, that's probably a beautiful trip.
Oh, it was incredible. I think it ruined me for any other bike trip. I don't know that could get any better than that.
What are the roads like, and who did you meet during your travels?
Yeah, it was, so the roads were probably 80% gravel and different types of gravel, and there are many different ways of categorizing that. So. So that was certainly a challenge as part of that adventure. Just endless amounts of stories can come from that. But we met so many different people. When you're traveling by bike, you really have to rely on connecting with people. So that was a lot of fun and learning about their lives.
And do the local people there, assume it's part of Chile?
Both ride? Argentina and Chile. Yeah.
Do you see people riding? I mean, do they use them for work or?
Oh, you know, there's all different types of people riding bikes, just like here, some for economic purposes, some for pleasure. I remember one time we rode with three brothers who were riding from Santiago home to their family, and we ended up riding the last week with them and then stayed with them for 4 days, and we're still in contact, and it's been a lot of fun. So,
Awesome. We're going to take a break right now and turn it over to the good folks over here in the studio to talk about membership drive.
All right. Thanks, Chris and Alon. My name is Liz, and I'm here with Justin. Say good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Justin.
And we are here to interrupt the bike show just briefly to ask you to support KBOO during our winter membership drive. And you can do that by calling 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm. And, you know, I know that those of you who listen to the bike show are really devoted fans, and you make a point of tuning in each time that it's on and making, you know, making a point to be aware of when it's on. And so you're thinking, oh Lord, another membership drive. But you know, the thing is, we only come to you a couple times a year, and this is one of those times. And the reason that we come to you is because we don't have commercials, and we don't have, we're not speaking for big corporate funders, and we are not being funded by large advertisers. And so we depend on you at this moment in time to pick up your phone and show your support for shows like The Bike Show and all the other great and diverse programming on KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. I want to take a moment and thank one of our youngest new members. Thanks to Guevara, who's only 2 3/4 years old, who has become a new member. She lives in Portland. Thank you so much, Guevara. And also thanks to Robert, a new monthly donation member in Portland. We want to talk to you a little bit about that monthly donation. A monthly donation means that if you pledge $60, that just comes to $5 a month. You don't have to have $60 up front. The $5 a month is deducted automatically. You barely even notice it. And it's a great way for you to show your support for KBOO in a sustaining way without it biting your wallet too much. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. Justin?
I'd like to take it a step further. Dear listeners, I think you depend on you. We are simply vessels of your will and whimsy, bringing you news and information. It's done by you with your support and for you with our volunteers. So you depend on you, because in the absence of an organization like KBOO, you have to depend on milquetoast or shrieking heads or being delivered into the hands of, you know, Koch Brothers backed advertising. So we're asking you, please, to remember there are lots of wonderful reasons for supporting, but there are some very important reasons for supporting, particularly the bike show. Think about a program that is designed to help save the world. That's what's going on here. We're going to hand it back to the bike show right now. In the meantime, you're moving to your phone and calling right now, 877-500-KBOO.
Well, thank you, Justin and Liz. Really appreciate that. I want to get back to talking with Jude here and maybe tell us a little bit about your story of what led you to start Sugar Wheel Works and how that all came to be.
Well, you know, all good things happen on a bicycle. And so it was on that trip in Patagonia that I was kind of playing around with what my identity would be when I came back to the United States. And so I decided that I would take some time and actually do something I really loved doing, and I loved building wheels. And there weren't a lot of businesses that I was aware of that exclusively did wheel building. So I thought, why not? Like, you know, I'm young enough. I'm not going to get any poorer, so I might as well start by doing something I really loved. And it kind of, it's amazing how much support I've gotten along the way.
And how long have you guys been in business?
That's a great question. We opened on April 1st, 2009, so that makes us going to be 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how, I assume, you know, people could look at your website, but how do people find you? Do you have people contact you from other countries or word of mouth?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate that people have found what we're doing to be charming, even though there are a lot of other wheel builders. And I really want to emphasize that there we're not the only ones doing this. But they find out about us mainly through word of mouth. And we do significant amount of business outside of Portland as well. So we're helping people in areas where they may not have a strong support. So that's always a lot of fun. A lot of wheels that we build, we never really get to meet the people we build them for.
Interesting. So when you guys decided to do this anniversary celebration in support of Safe Routes to School, maybe tell us a little bit about the event itself. And sure. Who's going to be there this year?
Oh, the event is going to be really great. So it didn't start out as a storytelling event, but about 3 years ago, we decided to turn it into a storytelling event, mainly because everyone has a bike story to share. And it's really fun bringing a whole bunch of bikey people together and sharing our stories. This year, we've sort of curated a show with what we think are some great local celebrities. We have Chris DiStefano, who's the does marketing over at Rafa USA. I think he's going to have some amazing stories to tell. I think Eddie Merckx might make a cameo in his story.
Oh, wow.
I know. It should be pretty fun. Then we also have Tom Pikart, who works with the Barista School. And he is all about bikes and coffee. And Tom, we're going to have to limit him to 10 minutes because he can just tell the most amazing stories. Then we also have Laura Crawford from Path Less Pedaled. Mm-hmm. Going to be telling a story from one of her travels. And then Megan Schubel, who's actually a teacher in the David Douglas School District and cyclist and now new mother. So that's going to be a really fun story.
Interesting.
Also.
Yeah, really good family balance perspective there.
Yeah.
Do you feel there's something unique to Northwest cyclists as far as the stories, the adventures, you think they're more universal? And I also read recently this book called Two Wheels North, mm-hmm. that was written by Evelyn Gibb, and it's a fictionalized account of traveling by bike done in 1909, mm-hmm. by two youngsters from California to Seattle, and one of them was her father. And when you read that account, which the public library has, everything happened to them along the way. A bear attack, snake bite, con artists. So as far as Northwest cycling, is there anything in your mind, Nico?
I'm glad that you asked that question. And, you know, when I'm outside of the Pacific Northwest, I certainly see what makes us really special. But what I love most about Northwest cyclists is that it's no big deal. It's no big deal to ride a bike. No big deal particularly with the friends that I have and the people I interact with on a daily basis. It's no big deal to be outside riding a bike. Mm-hmm. And I love that. It's become so commonplace that it's not special. But, you travel back to the Midwest and I talk to, friends and parents. And they think it's, a wild adventure every single day. And to us, it's no big deal.
And sometimes it is a wild adventure.
it's so amazing, right?
Well, I was recently in the Southwest, and you realize that hardly anyone rides a bike in Las Vegas and Phoenix, and you're actually endangering your life in some places. So here there's tremendous progress.
That's true.
So, yeah, we're actually pretty excited about the event. It's definitely something that, you could go with friends, take a date to. Is it going to be kind of semi-casual?
Oh, so I got to tell you about some of the really fun things that we have.
Cozy.
So the storytellers are definitely going to be the reason why you want to come. Bring a date, bring a friend, come stag, however you are, we'll take you. But we also have Spinluster doing bike valet, so we're going to have bike valet there. We're also going to have an on-site a screen printer making Valentines, and then we have some Portland authors that are going to help you write a Valentine to your loved one.
That's excellent.
It's going to be so fun. And then, of course, Metrofeats is bringing their beer bike, so that's always going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a little photo booth that you can bring your iPhone and take your own photos with. So lots of fun ways for people to interact and hear some great stories and share their own.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I want to turn it back over to Justin and Liz here. In the studio with us.
Ah, thank you so much. It is a privilege to be with the Bike Show on the very first day of KBOO's fall, excuse me, winter membership drive.
Feels and, more like spring, actually, but let's not
true.
Go there.
Okay, that's now I'm even more confused. What's not confusing is the only way that this station is still around. It is around after more than 23 million commercial-free minutes. Thanks to you, dear listeners, being more than just listeners. You become owners. You become member operators of this station. And that's why we're briefly interrupting the bike show to invite you to get on board. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. That's toll-free anywhere in North America. 877-500-KBOO, or of course always online from any wired box on earth at KBOO.FM. It's day one, and we would like to get off to a really strong start. We have a goal of $85,000 for this. We're going to do it in, I think, 11 days this time. So that really means that waiting isn't the best part. You get it out of the way early, and particularly those of you who have never made that call. About 90% who depend on this programming haven't made the call, and I'm not here to guilt you. I'm here to end that guilt. I'm here to offer you a way out, a better way, and that way is simply taking 2 minutes out of your day to call us. 877-500-5266.
That's right, and we have a really terrific thank you gift for the bike show folks who call in during this hour. You can receive tickets to the event that Jude has been talking about, called Live the Revolution, Portland's Bike Stories. This is taking place on February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Alberta Abbey. And you can receive two of these tickets for a minimum donation of just $60. That's $5 a month. $5 a month. You can do that. Take a moment right now. These stories are really compelling. They're funny. They are terrific. And, you know, Portland's bike community is so huge and so diverse, and don't you want to hear stories from all over the Portland bike map? Give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. Justin?
Speaking of 500, that is the goal for the bike show today, $500. There are thousands of you listening, and I was thinking 10 of you at $50 per year, that would do it. Five of you at $100. You know, I think that the average gift is right around $90, which is right around the cost of 1 hour of KBOO programming, which is $88 an hour. Maybe you could pay for 1 hour a year. You know, some of you are bouncing back from the Great Recession. Maybe two of you could do $240 and get the fabulous KBOO hoodie. See, there are a lot of different ways to break it down, but it all ends up in the same place. Listeners being willing to do more than just listen, to really get involved, to click on over to KBOO.FM or to pick up that phone, 877-500-5266
or KBOO.FM. You know, we have an average of about 45,000 listeners to KBOO, which is a great number, but only about 5,000 of those listeners are contributing and supporting members. It's time to up that ratio. It's time to have, instead of 1 in 10 listeners be members, let's make it 2 in 10. Portland is a really great town for supporting radio in all of its guises. Show your support. Make the difference right now. 1-877-500-5266. As far as I know, this is the only bike show that's going to be on the air during the membership drive. So if you're a really devoted fan of this show, this is your one opportunity to show your support for this show, but not your one opportunity to show your support for all of KBOO. Right now's the time. Don't wait another moment. 877-500-5266.
And we're not saying if you find this interesting, if you think this is important. You do find it interesting, and you know that it's important because you have seen the comparatively wasteland of the right side of the dial and the shrieking heads. You can't bear it, neither can we, and you tuned away from that a long time ago. Now imagine that in place of commercials, we have just your responsibility, just you saying, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to become a member. It's not going to break my bank. It's not going to ruin my day. In fact, while it may not melt away pounds and whiten teeth and freshen breath, it is going to make the signal sound better, and you will have engaged in a little checkbook activism. And it's hard to put a price on that, because when you add your name to the rolls, when you become a member, over and above the amount that you donate, you have really done something important for your community and indeed for the entire world. That is not an exaggeration, because without this, it doesn't get done. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. So please, right now, move over to your computer and click on to KBOO.FM, or pick up your phone and give us a ringy dingy. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Justin. We're back with Jude Gurais, the owner of Sugar Wheel Works, talking about her event, Live the Revolution, which is an anniversary celebration of her business. And the proceeds from that event will go to support Safe Routes to School. I want to talk a little bit about potentially the vision you have for this event in the future, or your business in the future. What are some things that you guys are doing right now that really accentuate this vision that you have of, you know, making Portland a better place?
That's a really great question. You know, I'm not entirely certain that we've given it that much thought in terms of 15 or 20 years down the road. What we do know, and I can tell you the foundation from which we stand, is that our mission statement when we opened the business was to be an asset, or one of the tenets of that mission statement was to be an asset to our community, both globally and locally. And so we took that very seriously from the beginning, and it's not something we plan on setting aside as we continue to grow. We hope to be a bigger voice supporting more programs for young cyclists and helping to encourage and inspire them to ride bicycles. We currently work with the Community Cycling Center, hosting tours for their summer camp programs, which is a huge joy of mine, watching lots of young campers on bicycles come through our shop and having them ask questions, particularly seeing both, you know, men and women working together in a technical field in the cycling industry, I think is also a really important message for the kids. So in terms of where we see ourselves, we hope that the event continues to grow. We hope that people really look forward to it every year. We hope that we continue to put on an amazing and spectacular show, and that the fundraising just sort of takes care of itself and continues to support the programs that we find amazing.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I really hope the same. And, you know, just to our listeners, we hold all of our guests in very high regard, but I also really respect Jude and what she's done. She does a lot of things behind the scene that a lot of people don't really get a chance to take a look at unless you know her, or, you know, you're friends with folks who are involved in the business. But one of the things that you guys have done at Sugar is go out of your way to involve youth, to involve other individuals who may be ability challenged, and give them some work experience. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the program that you guys participate in with that.
Yeah, we are, you know, again, we're so fortunate to work with such great people. We currently work with the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation, UCP, and we've been working with them for about 4 years. We have an employee that does have a disability, autism, and he has been working with us and with the job coach through UCP for almost 4 years now. And it's pretty incredible. And of course, we've learned so much more than we ever thought we could. And the capacity to include everyone has just been, it's not something when I wrote out the business plan, I thought that we would be able to do, but it's been really incredible. And, you know, everyone deserves a job that wants a job. And mm-hmm. Dan has been a true asset to our shop.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's such a wonderful story. In addition, you know, to this event that we're discussing, where other folks are being given a venue to tell their story, we're so impressed by your story as well, and the story of the business. And, we really respect the fact that you're taking that out there to emulate that on a larger scale. Give that opportunity to the rest of the city to tell their story.
Yeah, you know, I just really want to make it very clear that that sugar is certainly a product of my brain, heart, passion, all of those things, but it certainly isn't what it is without the community of people that I've had really helping me, including my coworker Jason and Dan, my husband, and countless other people who've just been a real support. And I have a lot of mentors and so forth. So I don't want anyone to think that this all came about because I worked hard. It's because I had a lot of people that were really helping me.
Mm-hmm. And it's also encouraging to see some businesses in town owned by women. That has been one of the themes of the show also. Mm-hmm. Increased ridership, activity by women, minorities. So
it's great. Yeah. It feels good to be a woman and to own a business, but I don't know what the experience would be otherwise. So.
Well, in the industry in Oregon is only increasing. I mean, it's a significant economic force, the bicycle industry in the state, whether it's tourism or onshore manufacturing, things like that. And I believe it's growing. More people are coming to the city, more people are coming to the state to ride bikes, to live this lifestyle. And we, you know, wish the best for your business and, you know, hope you guys continue to be blessed and to grow and other businesses follow your example and other men and women feel empowered to start their own business, you know, in their own niche in the community.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been, I'm blushing. No one can see that, but I feel really grateful. And thank you so much for promoting the event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, June. You're listening to the KBOO, KBOO Bike Show here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland and worldwide at www.kboo.fm. Please stay with us for the second half of our show, in which we will talk with Meredith Klein about the Youth Bike Summit. Don't touch that dial.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from City Bikes, a worker-owned, cooperatively run new and used bicycle sales and service shop with two locations on Southeast Ankeny near KBOO. Open 7 days a week for your bicycle commuting needs and online at citybikes.coop.
You're tuned in to the KBOO Bike Show. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Meredith Klein with the Youth Bike Summit. You can follow us on Twitter at KBOO Bike or Facebook.com/KBOO Bike Show. I believe we have Meredith on the line. Meredith, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Alon and I are here. And
good morning.
Hi, good morning. Well, afternoon here in New York.
Afternoon. There we go. So I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and the Youth Bike Summit.
Sure. I'm a 12th grade math teacher at International High School at Union Square in Manhattan in New York City. And I also run the bike club here at school along with another teacher named Jenny Edelman. And the Youth Bike Summit is a conference with workshops and programming and presentations all by members of sort of the youth bike community around the country. And last year it was in New York City, and I was fortunate enough to be there with three of my students, and we sat on a panel, and it was amazing. They told their stories about their experience being in bike club here at school. And this year we're making a documentary and presenting it in Seattle.
And are any of the students with you now?
Yes, I have three students with me right now.
Great.
One of the students was on the panel last year, and two others are going to be on the trip.
Okay. And you're a teacher at the International High School at Union Square. Can you tell us a little bit about that school, what distinguishes it, and how did bicycles become part of the educational process over there?
Sure. So International High School is part of the International's Network for Public Schools. We're a public high school for recent immigrants. All of our students are English language learners. They're all very recently arrived to the country. We have 49 countries represented, 33 different languages. Our students come from literally all over the world. And in terms of the bike club here, it's an extracurricular activity. It started out with students just wanting to learn how to ride bikes. Many of them had not learned how to ride bikes previous to coming to New York City. And then once they started learning how to ride, then they were saying, well, we don't have bikes. I mean, they didn't move here with bikes. So then it became an issue of how to help them earn bikes or acquire bikes, which led us to have a partnership with the Department of Transportation, Recycle a Bicycle, and Bike New York, who we were already doing Learn to Rides with. So now we're a bike-to-school site, a DOT bike-to-school site, and kids are able to learn to ride in the fall and spring and then actually earn bikes while learning mechanic skills in the winter.
That's awesome, Meredith. We'd like to speak with one of the students if we can.
Yes, absolutely.
Who do you have there with you?
Okay, so I have Kadim Lo, who is a founder of the bike club from 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He's also working on the documentary that we'll be presenting. And he was on the panel last year at the Youth Bike Summit in New York. And I also have Yvonne and Ting Ting, who are newer members, but will also be traveling to Seattle with us.
Awesome.
Well, attend the summit. And we're actually we're on a handset, so I can pass the phone off.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let's talk with Kadim real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kadim? My name's Christopher. I have my co-host Alon here with me. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon.
Fine.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what your experience has been with the bicycles, and also a little bit about the documentary that you guys are making to present this year.
So it started like 2-3 years ago. So I was seeing like all the teachers come with their bike and it's like fun. And I tell Meredith that I want to learn how to bike because I never get the chance back home. So he tell me that we can start a bike club. So and since then, and a few days later, he connected with the New York City biking. We go there learning for free, and I learned that in 1 day. So and we go to the youth semi bike in 14th Street and share our story, and it's gonna it have been like a lot of experience riding a bike and all over, and also, you know, riding a bike is like mean to us a lot and just exercise, you know. And also the documentary we make, everybody have to tell their own story. So tell the how you learn the bike, when did you learn it, how was it feel, you know, saying your experience and to show that how bike that is important to us, you know.
And what is your home country, and what is the situation for cyclists in that place?
Yeah, I'm from Senegal and West Africa. Mm-hmm. So I never get the time to like go for a day and learn a bike, or you know, will be fun for us to learn a bike, you know. And even though you have the time, you're not gonna learn it like you really want to learn it, you know. And most of us in there, they teach bike themselves. They just, you know, pedaling until they get it, you know. And here, like, they teach you professionally and all of that.
And so when will you guys have the documentary finished before Seattle to be able to show that?
Yeah, pretty much we're trying to do some trailer before the Seattle, put it online on YouTube, and also do the documentary, make it well done. The documentary, we want to be like, make it a very well done documentary. So even though after we present, we still have to finish it, you know, to our trip to Seattle and all of that, you know. Just to make it a really well done making documentary and share our story for everybody, you know. And we also want to make the program keep going until like the end.
And do you currently ride to school or ride around your neighborhood in New York? What is it like to ride in New York these days?
Pretty much, it's fine. I pretty much ride all the time on the summer wherever I go. Like, I live in Bronx. I'll be riding from Bronx to New York, you know, with my friend. And we go to the soccer field with the bike. And it's also fun, like, riding next to the bridge. You don't feel that. You don't feel like you're riding, and you also exercising while you're riding a bike. So it's pretty fun, and they give you. And also, I like that, you know, we bike ride half hour on spot. That wherever you want to go, you just take that spot and go there. You know, in less than hour or in hour 30 minutes, you get to wherever you want to go. You know, it's very fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kadeem. I really appreciate that. We really value the stories that we're discussing today, and we really value the ability to discuss this on the radio, and one of the ways that we're able to do that is through continued support. So we want to toss it back over to Justin and Liz here and tell you how you can help us keep this going.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris and Alon. The way you can help us keep that going is by picking up your phone right now and calling us at 877-500-5266. Or if you're not near a phone, or I mean, who's not near a phone anymore these days? But if you're more willing or interested to do this on the internet, you can go to our website at kboo.fm, and you can become a member that way. I just want to make a point of, you know, this program, this segment of the Bike Show right now is exactly the kind of programming that KBOO does that nobody else offers. Where else are you going to hear a program about a youth bike summit that is bringing voices of kids from all over the world to everybody's listening ears? I mean, if you look around Portland, most of the cyclists you see are white and young and male for the most part, or white and young and female. You know, we don't hear from kids from Senegal. We don't see kids from Bangladesh and kids from Vietnam and kids from all over the world riding bikes here in Portland, because that's not the community that generally that Portland has. But the point is that bikes and bike riding are all over the world. You know, I mean, the bike culture, bike communities are all over the world, and people in Portland care about bike culture immensely. And so here you are listening to a show that brings that bike culture to you in a form and a format that you would not find out about anywhere else. And we think that's a great reason for you to become a supporter of KBOO if you are not already, or to renew your support if you are already. And you can do that again by picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266, or go online at kboo.fm. And we'd like to thank a couple of renewing members. Thanks to Mason and Leah, both in Portland, who renewed their membership. Thanks for supporting the Bike Show. Thanks for supporting the unique and diverse programming that only KBOO is going to offer you. Justin?
877-500-5266 is the number to call. We've got less than 20 minutes to just get $200 to make sure that we get this goal on the first day of our winter membership drive. $200, maybe five of you could do that basic $40 membership. Maybe a couple of you could do the $60 membership, and we could send you and someone you care about, or someone you loathe, I'm ecumenical on who you take with you, to the Alberta Abbey on February 13th, to the Live the Revolution, Portland's Bike Stories. This is a storytelling event. This is going to be really cool. That's a minimum $60 gift. When you call right now, 877-500-5266. But of course, the real thank you is the programming. So we're going to hand it back to the Bike Show right now. We got a few more minutes to get that $200. So why don't you move to the phone and call 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you, Justin. I believe we have Yvonne on the line. Yvonne, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, Yvonne. Good afternoon in New York City. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, my name's Christopher, and I have Alon here with me in the studio, and we just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Bike Summit and what your involvement is with this event.
Well, basically, I am the one who were, like, fixing the bike. Like, I was learning, like, how to, like, fix a bike. Like, each part of the bike is how it is working, and
how to fix a bike.
Absolutely.
Maintain a bike. like how a bike works with, if the pedal is working, or how it works with the pedal is not in there.
Those are very useful skills that I, who've been riding for decades, am still learning. Where do you come from, Yvonne? What's your background?
I'm from Colombia. I've been here only 2 years ago, so I'm pretty basic in English.
And Colombia seems, from what I've read and heard from people who've attended bike gatherings there or have ridden in Bogota, that it's actually a pretty good place for cycling.
Oh yeah, actually I learned how to ride in Colombia. Well, I'm from Cartagena. Colombia is like the coast. So basically we like use too many bikes to stay around and play with friends and like what the child normally do there.
And Yvonne, how did you get involved with the bike program at the international school?
Well, basically they were like showing, I mean, the principal group were like working in the bike shop. So I just like passed away in the room. I saw what they are doing. So I get interested and ask if I can join there, and I start learning about it. And actually I get an internship for that. So I'm so happy for it.
Awesome. Well, it was so wonderful to speak with you, Yvonne. Can we talk back with Meredith?
Yeah, sure. Hello.
Hey, Meredith.
Hey.
It's Christopher again. Maybe you could tell us just a little bit about the event, some of the details, where people can find out information if they wanted to attend, or tell their story, present, anything like that.
At the Youth Bike Summit?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Youth Bike Summit has a website. I should have it in front of me right now, but I believe it's youthbikesummit.org. It could be youthbikesummit.com. I'm pretty sure it's .org. And the whole program is up there. It's, all the details about where it's going to be, where people can go and stay if they're coming. And if you want to know a little bit more about our school and our program, we're also doing some fundraising. We have a little bit left to raise so that we can make this happen. We have our plane tickets, but we are not completely covered in terms of paying to stay somewhere and everything. So we have a website. It's iob.org. That's ioby.org/project/bicycle-stories. And that has pictures of the kids working on bikes, riding, a little bit more about our school and our documentary.
And for those of us who aren't going to be able to make it to the Bike Summit in Seattle, the Youth Bike Summit, will we still be able to watch the documentary that you guys are going to be presenting?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping that by the end of this week, we'll have a trailer up on YouTube. And then by the end of next week, we should have the first cut of the film again posted online. And then we'll be, like Kadim said, adding to it, updating it after we come back from Seattle, adding the documentation of our trip to mm-hmm. the film. And, we hope to have a website up and running.
How many
Definitely
students?
A YouTube channel.
How many students are going with you guys to Seattle?
We have four, the three that are in the room with me now, Kadim, Yvonne, and Ting Ting, and then one more, Yasin, who is, she was involved in the bike ride. She's been very involved in bike club and fundraising, and she'll be joining us as well. And also my sort of like bike club co-administrator, Jenny, will be with us.
Awesome. Well, can we get a chance to talk with Ting Ting real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. She's great to talk to.
We have a few minutes here.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Ting Ting. This is Christopher. I just want to make it real quick. We don't have a lot of time, but we want to hear where you're from and how you got involved with the bike club there at the international school.
Oh, I'm from China. I was immigrant here 3 years ago, and I feel like bicycle is a very useful tool in international high school. And before, Meredith told me that she organized a program named Bike Club, that I feel like so excited to involve that. And I come that program every Friday and write with my friend. And during that program, I make a lot of new friends. Yeah. Even Yvonne, now she's my best friend right now because, yeah.
And did you ride a bicycle in China also?
Yeah, I did. I was living in country. It's very like, the transportation is not very convenient. We need a bicycle to come to school every day. So bicycle can be my best friend in China. Right now, in America, I don't have bicycle at home. But for this program, they make me feel like I got a bicycle again. Also, I got a phone for that. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, if you don't mind handing the phone back to Meredith there, we're going to cut over to Justin and Liz again to talk about how we can keep these stories like you're hearing today on the air, hopefully indefinitely. So over to you guys.
Thanks so much. My name is Justin. I'm joined by Liz, and we are in the first day of KBOO's Winter Membership Drive 2015. We're asking you, dear listeners, to help KBOO achieve critical mass. That's right. I said it. It's very simple. It's going to take just a moment out of your day to introduce yourself, and you're going to choose a very modest, affordable donation to make sure that all of these voices have access to the people's own airwaves. Remember, the public owns the airwaves, but without access to those airwaves, it's just a prelude to a farce or a tragedy or both. You can pick up the phone right now and call 877-500-5266. We know you give for your reasons, but we're giving you many, many reasons this morning alone, let alone since June of 1968. You can do that online at kboo.fm or call us toll free right now and introduce yourself. 877-500-KBOO.
That's right, Justin. You know, the last caller before we cut into the membership segment, the young lady was saying that the bike was her best friend in China. And I'm here to tell you that KBOO can be your best friend here in Portland or anywhere in the world, but we need your support to keep us on the air. Right now is the time to pick up the phone. Don't wait. We've only got a few more minutes left of the show. We know the people who listen to this show are devoted fans. Show your support. Show your devotion. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. You know, it's really important that we hear from you now because it's easy during a membership drive to say, oh, I'll call in a few days or I'll, you know, somebody else will call for me or something else like that. But really, honestly, over 80% of our support comes from individual members just like you. Don't let somebody else take up the slack for you. It's your time. Now is the time. Now is the moment. Pick up the phone. 877-500-5266.
Just $200 to go and thousands of you listening. And let's put that amount into perspective. It costs over $2,000 a day to operate your community radio station. Now, when we ask you to take a little hand in this, to take a little responsibility, we're not asking you to break the bank. We don't want to break the bank because many hands make light lifting. But if we ask you, say, for 11 cents a day or 33 cents a day or even a dollar a day is a very sizable contribution. It still amounts to less than 1/2,000th of the cost of daily operation of your community radio station. So don't be afraid that because you don't have millions of dollars to give to us, that that's a reason not to call. In fact, any amount is fine. What we want to do is add your name. We want to add you to the rolls. We want you to have the experience of empowerment that comes with taking a hand in making sure that everyone gets entertainment and news and information from all around the world from real voices. Call us right now, 877-500-5266. If you could do that $60 amount, we can send you and someone else to the Live the Revolution Portland Bike Stories event. That's a storytelling event going on February 13th. A modest $60. Now, remember, that's 16 cents a day towards the $2,100 a day. It's a modest amount. Please call right now, 877-500-5266.
That's right. And if you're thinking that you'd like to go to that Live the Revolution Edition event. Remember, there's only one pair of tickets left. You can't wait. Now's the time, because somebody else could sweep in and grab them from right out from under you, and that would really be a bummer. Pick up the phone, 877-500-5266, or go online wherever you listen to us on planet Earth at kboo.fm. I just want to mention something that I think is really important, that as Justin said, we can't tell you what price to put on your membership at KBOO. That's up to you. You know how much you listen to us, whether it's an hour a day or a couple hours a day or every day, 10 hours a day, whatever it is. Figure out, put a price on that. Figure out what that means to you. And then give us a call. Because as Justin said, it's not the amount that matters. It's that you show your support, that you become an active member. You know, passive listening is easy. Active membership takes a little bit more of a commitment. And now's the time to do it. 877-500-5266.
I would like to dovetail with that. There's an old saying that it takes many, many more muscles in your face to frown than it does to smile. And I dare say it's taking a lot more energy to resist our entreaties than it does
resistance
to actually take
futile.
A moment and call us up and add your name to the KBOO Good Book. You have resisted our entreaties for a long, long time, dear listener, but
resistance
now we're asking you to unclench and pick up the phone and call right now, 877-500-5266. Here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to ask you how long it took you to call. We're not going to ask you why you didn't give more. We're not going to ask you any question like that. We're going to ask you what it was that finally got you to turn the page on this, and we're going to solicit your input. And if there's something you'd like to see us doing more of, then call us and tell us that too. If we can add a 25th hour in the day, we'll do it. Meanwhile, we really want to hear from you right now. Toll free, 877-500-5266.
Meredith, are you still with us?
Hello?
Meredith, are you still with us?
Yes, hello?
This is Christopher again. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to speak with us and to talk to our listeners. We're really looking forward to watching your documentary and hearing the report. I know my co-host Alon will be going to the Youth Bike Summit, so hopefully you guys will connect with him and bring us back something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That would be great. And thank you so much. This was great. The kids are all sitting here very, very excited.
And the kids, if I could address the students, you know, your activism and enthusiasm is really wonderful and inspiring. So keep up the good work, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. So we also want to thank Jude Garris for being with us as well, and her event, Live the Revolution, which will be taking place in a couple weeks here. If you want to find out more information on that, it is on the internet. I think the Bicycle Transportation Alliance has a page for that. They're partnering with Sugar Wheel Works to get that event out there. So you can find that information if you're looking for it. So you've been listening to the KBOO Bike Show here on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. We're on the air the first Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m. Our show is podcast and archived at bikeshow.portlandtransport.com. You can also find our most recent episodes free on iTunes and the KBOO website at kboo.fm. Special thanks to Portland Transport and Chris Smith for hosting and engineering our podcast. The program is hosted and organized by Tori Bortman, Jocelyn Gowdy, Alon Robb, and myself, Christopher Delaney. A huge thanks to our magical in-studio engineer, Sam Parrish, without whom we would be fumbling through the airspace. Get out there and ride your bikes, folks. Have a good afternoon.
This KBOO program was made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at their carbon-neutral eco-brew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. Available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS. Or hopworksbeer.com. And the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW.
Wondering what to do for Valentine's Day? Sword fights, tap dancing, prizes, and a talent show are just a few of the exciting acts you'll see at this year's KBOO benefit, Contessa de la Luna's Valentine Spectacular. Don't miss this annual event that is sure to delight and amaze your eyes and ears. Let La Contessa entertain you Thursday, February 12, 2015, at the Clinton Street Theater. This is the perfect Valentine date night. Show starts at 7 p.m. That's Thursday, February 12th, 7 p.m., Clinton Street Theater. Tickets available now. Go to kboo.fm/talent show.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 9th Annual Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club. With the theme, If Not You, Then Who? Be the Change. The Youth Summit provides mentorship, encouragement, and training opportunities for young people and adults of all ethnicities in the Portland area to cultivate their budding leadership and organizing skills. The summit also showcases youth talent with prizes for those having the courage to perform. Again, that's the 9th Annual Portland Youth Summit, February 6th and 7th, at the Blazers Boys and Girls Club, 5250 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster, and they serve a bistro-inspired menu, weekend brunch, with vegan and vegetarian options. Lunch was provided by Lair Hill Bistro, located at 2823 Southwest 1st Avenue, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and catering for the past 18 years. They also have live music on Thursdays and Fridays. More info at their Facebook page. Dinner was provided by Porque No Taqueria with two locations, one at 3524 North Mississippi and at 4635 Southeast Hawthorne, serving lunch and dinner made from locally grown and produced ingredients.